Another try for those Queenslanders. It was two tries apiece, but in the end, the difference again for the second time in the space of only a few years was a drop goal by Cooper Cronk after, you've got to say, the New South Wales team botched their opportunities, not just opportunity, but opportunities to come up with a winning drop goal. But that brains trust of Queensland, they got the restart from the 20, which was seven tackles. They went down the other end, and clinically, they inserted the sword, just like Game of Thrones.
Nicely put, Terry.
Into the New South Wales Blues. Joining
inserted
us on the line.
The sword.
Well, it was. It was a bit like that. I don't know where I got the Game of Thrones reference from. Hello, Corey Parker. Well done.
Morning, guys. Thanks very much for that.
Yeah.
You did some work last night, Corey. Well played.
Yeah, thank you, mate. It's it was always going to be one of those games, and as we saw from the team they picked, they were always going to come hard and fast through the middle. But to Queensland's credit, we held tight and got away with a really good win. I hear you say that they missed some opportunities, but we did too. I suppose with a couple of bomb tries on that left through Inglis and Boyd. But as you said, mate, the cream rose to the top in terms of the halves and. Yeah, we got the job done there, so it was a great victory.
When you took that ball the length of the field and then Cooper Cronk with that drop goal, the winning drop goal, it was like you do it in training.
Yeah, well, the big difference now, as you understand, is the seven tackles.
Correct.
So when Jennings put that kick dead, we knew we had seven tackles to work with, and it was just a matter of bite down hard on the mouthguard and get through your work and try and run as hard as you can to get up that field and give yourself an opportunity. And that's all Cooper needed was an opportunity. And he did it so cool, didn't he?
It was phenomenal, yeah, clinical.
It was good.
One of our listeners, mate, reckons you're the quickest over 10 metres, even quicker than Usain Bolt.
Jeez, he must have had the game in fast forward. I certainly didn't feel quick. It was... look, it was a great game. It had a bit of everything, I'm sure. If you're watching it, it was edge of your seat style stuff. But certainly in the middle, it was it was a lot harder than whether it might have looked. But it was a great Origin game and an even better victory for Queensland.
Mate, any talk about the age of your team? I think that second 40 put to bed any of that, given the fitness level of you guys. Did you feel that New South Wales were running out of steam?
You could feel at times. I mean, momentum's a massive thing, and field possession. You could feel at times that you're getting the upper hand in terms of the arm wrestle, and you really got to capitalise on that. And certainly, when you got that momentum swinging in your favour, you got to keep your foot on the pedal, so to speak. So, to their credit, I think they completed at 91%. So, they certainly didn't give an inch in that regard, but. The ageing team of Queensland, we held in there, so it was good.
Yeah, it was, and you kept running all your plays, and eventually they came. It is just an absolute battle of attrition, though, and I guess that proved it again last night.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's what Origin's been built on for many years and certainly still built on. It's the toughest of the toughest, and it's the hardest game you'll be a part of, and as you saw last night, again, it's for 80 minutes and nothing less. So it was nice to get a good victory, particularly being game one in Sydney.
Tamo and Woods, mate, they were exceptional in the opening 20 minutes.
They were, mate. I think Woodsy had two carries in that first set.
So he did.
He was showing, paving the way for his team, I suppose. But, take nothing away from our side as well, early in that game, I think our starting forward pack really laid that foundation, I suppose, for what was going to be a good game to come. But there was so many good players out there, and but speaking from Queensland, just to be able to hang in there as a group collectively and get away with a great team win was certainly satisfying.
Would you rather beat them by one or beat them by 40? Do you take more glee out of the fact you got home by one? Or?
That's a good question. One's good.
Yeah.
Because, you've earned it a different way, but I wouldn't say no to 40.
No.
No, that's right. It's that easier.
No, but the pain seems worse for New South Wales.
Well, it does.
With one.
Yeah, well, I guess when you say it like that, it makes sense because you're so close, or yeah. It was so close, as opposed to, you know, on the flip side, like you're saying, 40 wouldn't be like that. But I think, one would be better.
Yeah.
Corey, just on Greg Inglis, mate, he's been playing one for a while now, club-wise. He comes into the centres. He was a little bit out of sorts, it seemed, last night. I don't know whether that was just out of position or no space, or whether it was the hangover from the 3 days in hospital.
Yeah, mate, probably, you know, doing what we do professionally, you need to have some time on the training paddock, I believe, anyway. And, like, he didn't have that. Look, he did an amazing job just to be able to play and pull on that Queensland jersey. And, yes, he's copped his critics that he was a little out of sorts, but I can dare say he'd be a lot better in game two. But, he did his job and created some opportunities, but he'll be a lot better for game two.
In the rooms, mate, in the wash-up, what was the most pleasing thing from a team point of view? Obviously, apart from the win.
Yeah, just the fact that, you know, I think we started the game really well. Our first 20 minutes, I felt we were on top in that. They come back in the last 20 of that first half. We spoke about it at halftime, what we wanted to achieve in that second half. And everyone, as I said, collectively, just really sort of worked hard on doing that. And we stuck at that process, and it took us, whatever it was, 33 minutes into that second half to get where we wanted to go. But, just keeping our nerve and holding, you know, trusting the process that we've got to get the job done. And that was probably the most pleasing thing, aside from all the other wonderful things, you know, the grit and hanging in there for each other. And just those things.
How long does it take to come down from a match like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good one. I was sort of laying, looking at the ceiling, still about 3:30 this morning.
Yeah, I bet.
just still wired, thinking about the game. But, you know, we got, 2 weeks now, and then we're back in camp. So, get back. Hopefully everyone gets through their club footy all good and get back into camp and head down to Melbourne for game two.
Yeah. You pull up okay, mate?
Yeah, mate, this old body pulled up not too bad, so all good.
Still goes all right. Corey, we do thank you very thank much you, for your time, mate, and well done last night. Well played again.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Corey Parker, part of that triumphant Queensland Origin side.
I wish.
And, yeah, they got the job done. I was just thinking, they did such a good job on Inglis. They did such a good job on Jonathan Thurston. Mm. Still, they got home by 11 points to 10 with that Cooper Cronk drop roll.